Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and this is Financial Friday. Ha, one of my favorite days of all. Actually, I love them all. Magnificent Monday, Tone It Up Tuesday, Wonderful Wednesday. We learn a lot about being wiser and making better choices and having some fun. And then we've got Thriving Thursday. If you missed the show this past Thursday, we had Prentella Bankhead on from EBS Security, and it was amazing, and we talked about the courage to start. So if you've been toying around with the idea of starting a business or starting something new, and you just feel led to do that, there's something in your spirit that keeps saying, do it, go for it. You want to listen to yesterday's show, and you want to learn some things about being you, but also about having the courage to get started on your dream. Now, today's show is a big deal, too, because we're going to talk about giving and why giving is such a big deal, what it really means to be a giver. It's not about what you think, you guys. You're going to learn some amazing things. I'm going to share five powerful reasons why giving is such a big deal. The Bible tells us it's better to give than receive, and that's true. I mean, it really is, and a lot of times we read scriptures from the Bible or we get wisdom from someone that we respect, or we hear something, even the silliness that we hear on television sometimes, that people take TV and run with it and run with something that they hear on television, it becomes a quote or it becomes a part of people's everyday sayings in life. And so the thing is that, but we never ask why. A lot of times we don't think about why. We just make a decision to accept or not to accept. Sometimes it's good to know why you're doing something, and that way that adds more purpose to it, it adds more passion behind it, and it certainly does allow you to add more power to it, because you're going to buy into something that really does complement your life and really does work for you. With that being said, you guys, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a moment, and we're going to go to commercial, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to find out why giving is such a big deal, and I'm going to tell you about some exciting new things that we have coming up on next week on Designing Your Life Today. Hey, so we will take a break and be back in a moment.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs. Connect with someone who can help you put your best look forward. Mary Kay's independent beauty consultant, Pat Freeman, will help you choose the right products for you. Ladies and gentlemen, get healthier looking skin. Look your best with advice from your personal beauty consultant. contact Pat Freeman at 941-720-5326 or visit her website at MaryKay.com/PFreeman59. Color cosmetics also available.
Now back to Designing Your Life Today with your host, Pat Council.
Hey, you guys, this is Pat Council, and yes, we are back with Designing Your Life Today, and I tell you, I feel good today. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I feel excited. How about you? Are you excited? It sounds like you are. Okay, I can't hear you, but I'm just going to go with that theory. Anyway, we're going to talk about why giving is such a big deal and what it can do for your life. And Monday, we talked about excellence being such a big deal. Well, giving is an even bigger deal when it comes to getting the things that you want in your life, when it comes to increasing your financial life. I mean, we're told to give, give, give. And as I said, but nobody ever asks why. You know, what is this giving thing all about? What is it going to bring into my life? And are you just asking me to give because you just want some money? I hear people complain about giving to the church. They think they're giving the money to the preachers and that kind of thing. So they make a big deal about those kinds of things. But you know what? I hope to answer some questions about why giving, what giving can do for your life and how it can actually just add more power to your life and really amplify your passion and also amplify your purpose, the purpose and the calling that has been placed on your life. So without kind of delaying anymore, let's kind of get started, and then I'll tell you about some of the new things that we have coming up on next week on Designing Your Life Today. Now, the first thing is when we think about giving, it's in the mind. If you had a visual picture of giving, what it means to a lot of people is that you're putting something out there. You're putting things out and giving something away that you either think you need or you really don't want to give away, or you're just giving because all of a sudden some catastrophe hits and you go, oh, wow, poor them, and so you rush to be a giver. But do we ever really think about what it's doing for our lives and what are you getting back? You know, the Bible says it's better to give than receive. And it says, give and it shall be given unto you with good measure, pressed down, shaken together until it overflows. Now, that in and of itself, and it may sound a little bit selfish, but it's not selfish, but it's just a universal law that God has put in place, that if you give, it's going to be given back to you. But I actually, what made me want to do the show and talk about this is because we are setting the tone for our, in a sense, for us, learning how to achieve more passive income and learning how to get to where it is you want to be financially. So we're setting the tone actually for more wealth. And as you know on this show, that's what we are dedicated to. We're dedicated to bringing you information that will help you have better health, more wealth, and to help you learn to cultivate more fruitful relationships. And so today is kind of the more wealth category, if you will. And when you are giving, it is going to come back to you in a manner that you couldn't, in a way you couldn't possibly imagine when you give with the right heart. So here's the thing about giving. This is the big deal about giving. As it relates to your income and you getting the increase into your life, the thing about giving is that people who give, they have a certain mindset. They have a certain mentality. They have a certain attitude about life. They have a certain attitude about dealing with other people. And as a result, that creates a certain kind of energy. The law of attraction, we hear a lot about that, but the law of attraction is something that's very real. And for me, as I said on, I think it was yesterday's show, I said it, that I prefer, I love talking about the law of attraction, but I put it under the heading of you reap what you sow. So here's the thing. If you want more money into your life, if you want to increase in that area, then you've got to give what you want. And we talked about that, I believe, on Wednesday, and how to get what you're missing. So if you're missing more money, then look at how you're giving. Because there's the thing about givers. The big deal about giving, the first thing is that the big deal about givers is that there's no selfishness involved. Okay, they're not selfish when they're giving. And I've heard people say, well, you know, I gave it, but I didn't really want to give it. Well, there's a difference. Grudgingly giving is kind of not really giving. That's more like you feel as though something is being taken from you, such as people who are complaining about the paying more taxes in order to kind of foot the bill for either the less fortunate or for those who just flat out don't want to work. And there, we have both going on, let's be real. So the thing about it is that there's a difference. When you don't want to give up a certain percentage of your income, that's not necessarily giving. That's why the return is not that. Income taxes, the return is not that great because it's not necessarily being given. It's being taken from you, okay? But when you give, giving is about the heart. It's about the spirit in which you hand something over to someone else. So that's the big deal about giving. And when you give it with the right heart, that's why the Bible says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because if you're giving it with the right heart, then it's giving. And if you're giving it grudgingly, then the person on the other end who's receiving it, in essence, it's being taken from you. Taxes are mandatory. Giving is a free will. And everything that's good falls under the guise of free will. Now, here's the thing. So that means that the big deal about giving, the first thing is that it's not about selfishness. It's not about grudgingly handing something over to someone because they've made it a law or because they've kind of infringed on your free will and taken, and they're taking it from you. That's not the same thing. So, but when you give something, when you participate in something, I was listening to a show one of the guys, actually I was listening to a podcast, and he was talking about the fact that he was doing something free for a group of people. Well, he did it with the right heart. So he was giving, because normally he gets paid to go and speak and stand in front of people. So here's the thing, is that once he finished, he said that there were several people who said, please let us pay you. Let us give you something. Now, in the spirit of that, of course, you don't say, oh, no, 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 I don't want it. You take it. Why? Because that's creating balance in your life, and that's actually opening the door for you to receive more, and it's also opening the door for the people on the other end, especially them, to receive the amazing blessings that's going to come into their life. So when someone actually is giving to you of a free will, and as I said, anything other than free will, it's not giving, it's being taken. And so when you're going to find that under man's law is always about taking. God's law is always about giving. And there's a lot more energy behind that. So the first thing is there's no selfishness involved. The second thing is givers, people giving with the right spirit and from the right heart, guess what? There's never any complaining. Think about it. How many people complain about having to pay taxes? How many people complain about having to give up more of the money that they earn because the government decided that it's okay for them to make it mandatory for you to take something that someone else has earned that they didn't want to give willingly? I don't care what anybody says. Nobody should ever be made to give up their monies if they don't want to, not in massive amounts, okay? Granted, we're all here to help one another, but I have this Pollyannish fairy tale type thought process that says, you know what? Those who, if we really had more people who understand about keep raising taxes, I don't think the government would have to keep complaining that they're out of money. And I think that they realize, hold it, our system is so restrictive. But maybe we ought to teach something very differently and let people give from the heart, and we're going to see that things will actually connect. Because, well, believe it or not, God actually knows more than the politicians. So anyway, so the second thing is there's no complaining when it comes to that. The other thing is that there's more trust involved. There's more trust when it comes to giving. And so keeping in mind what the definition of giving is, there's a difference. Income taxes, that's, to me, that's kind of taking. That's a man's law created by man, and they get to decide when they're going to raise taxes and how much money they're going to make it mandatory for you to give. So that's not necessarily giving. That's taking. And not complaining about paying income tax, but go back to my previous example about giving versus taking. Now, the thing is that there's more trust involved because you're giving with the right heart. And when you give with the right heart, you're not concerned, especially like I hear people, some people, I'm not going to give that preacher my money. You're not giving the money to the preacher. Whatever the preacher does with it, if they squander it or whatever, that's, they've got to answer. That's between them and God. So the thing is, though, but you gave with the right heart, so you are going to get the financial rewards that go with that. See, it's not about the person on the other end. It's about you and your personal power that's involved in that giving. So people who give have a tendency to be more trusting. They're not suspect. Have you ever noticed that people that don't like giving, they always think that somebody's trying to take something from them, and they're a little bit chintzy with their money. It's like they're holding on tightly. And so givers are more trusting. And I don't care what anyone says. If you're a giver with the right heart, you will never fail. Now, does that mean, and when I say the right heart, a right heart is not a foolish heart. There's a difference between being foolish with the money. But that's something for another show, okay? So there's a difference. But givers are more trusting. And so that's the big deal about giving. Here's another one. The thing about being a giver is that you're actually going to feel more joy. It feels actually good to be able to give to other people, to be able to do something nice for someone, to be able to give from your heart without always expecting something back. See, here's the thing. It's okay to expect something back in terms of what, you know, the return that God promises us. Okay, that's where the expectation lies. But to look to one individual and say, you know what, you should do this for me because I did this for you. Yeah, wrong energy. And that's outside of the realm of joy, and it's definitely outside the realm of peace. But true giving, it comes from the heart. So it's more loving, it's more joyful, and it actually brings about a feeling of more peace. So when you have that going on within you, now your energy is on a whole nother level. And when your energy goes to that level, guess what? You are going to receive more. Why? Because givers, and people always, well, it's better to give than receive. Here's the thing about that, and I've got one more point for you, and then we're going to go to commercial. The thing about that is, yeah, it's better to give than receive, but somebody's got to be receiving. So it's kind of a two-way street. So when you give something to someone, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get it back from them, but you are going to get it back if you've given it with the right heart. But you must be open to receiving to kind of keep that revolving door going, okay? Because if it's just all giving and taking, then it becomes takers versus giving, and that kind of upsets the whole concept of increase. All right, and the final thing that I have for you is that it raises, because it feels good, it raises your energy to a point where you're automatically going to start to attract more blessings and more into your life. And all you have to do is be wise enough to receive it. I find that some people think it's gracious to say, oh, no, I don't want it, no. But let me give you another side. As I said a few minutes ago, is that one of the things that you can do is that when somebody's giving to you, when someone gives you something, be open to receiving it. Now, here we are. The final, that's the final point. So we got no complaining. There's not a lot of selfishness. There's more trusting. There's more loving. And it feels good. And it's going to raise your energy so that you can receive more. Now, with that being said, you guys, we are going to take a quick break. And we're going to go to commercial. We're going to come back with Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial. But before we do that, I got to tell you two exciting things. I have been talking since, I don't know, February, that you guys are going to get the opportunity to ask Mario your questions. Well, you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and you will see it right there on the side of our homepage, and you can actually click on where it says send us a voicemail. So you can send us a voicemail. You can ask your questions. If your question is chosen, then what we're going to do is we're going to give you a free gift, and you'll hear your question on the show, and, of course, Mario is going to answer your question for you. And so go there, ask your question. Some of you are a little bit shy about stepping up and sending the questions to me. I get a lot of emails from different people wanting to be on the show and other questions about other areas of life. But listen, finance is his area, and so we want to get those questions to him. And so go ahead, send your questions by voicemail. We're going to play your question over the air, and then you're going to get your questions answered. And if we choose your question, as I said, you're going to get a free gift. Well, I'll tell you what the first free gift is. The first one is you're going to get a free Do Life with Power T-shirt. They're really colorful. You can check them out. They're on our website. And the other thing is, next Friday, I'm going to be giving away a free ebook, and I've been talking about how you can increase your income by $3,000. And so I'm going to actually release a free ebook to you guys, and you could actually follow it. And over the next 4 months between now, how do you can add $3,000 to more to your income between now and, well, by Christmas, before Christmas. Okay, so stay tuned for that. You'll get to go and register, and you can receive that book and download it immediately. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial. Be back in a moment.
Clark Burton, a Legal Shield independent associate offering a profile of legal and identity theft services protecting families, small businesses, and commercial drivers, specializing in helping small businesses affordably protect and grow their business, and in offering a voluntary employee benefit. For more information, you may visit www.clarkburton.com or dial 904-233-9682 or toll free at 888-730-4345. A child is fun and full of life, but the fun stops when your child isn't feeling well. This is when it's time to get the care your child needs, and like a good parent, you want the best care possible. Visit Dr. Charles Simmons, located at 1771 Edgewood Avenue West in Jacksonville, Florida. Call at 904-766-1106. You will get the best in pediatric care. Isn't that what your child deserves? Dr. Charles Simmons is the best choice for pediatric care. So call 904-766-1106. Also now accepting all patients on Sunshine State Medicaid. Relax and release your stress at Intercourt Holistic Day Spa. Expert massage therapist Tracy Williams will help your body feel new. Schedule an appointment for a free body assessment to determine what your needs are and find out how Tracy can help you with her gourmet of healing services for your body. Mention Designing Your Life Today and get an amazing discount. Call 904-444-7286. Call Tracy today and let her take your stress away.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com.
It's time to grow your finances with certified financial planner Mario Payne of Raymond James Financial Services. He is the financial planner committed to serving you.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. And you know what? I tell you, the stock market, is it driving you crazy? Well, don't let it drive you crazy. Why? Because we've got somebody here that's going to help you be a lot more sane with everything that's been going on in the stock market. And if you say, what in the world is the stock market? Well, you want to stay tuned also because, yeah, you want to put your money someplace else other than in a bank, for goodness sake. So stick with us and... we've got Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial. He's a certified financial planner. He's an expert. And I call him an expert because he is, you guys. He knows his stuff when it comes to money. So let's learn some things from him and let's find out what we're going to do about that stock market thing and how to stay on course. Mario, good morning.
Pat, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, good, good. Another beautiful day here in Florida.
No, isn't it? Florida is like the best place to live ever. So anyway, what do you have for us today about this stock market? People are still, you know, kind of concerned about that. As a matter of fact, I talked to somebody just this past week who mentioned the stock market. And, oh, you know, I'm thinking about bailing out. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you might want to listen to Friday's show. So see what's going on. And it's really ironic because I didn't know you were going to talk about the stock market today. So if he's listening, he's about to learn something. So take it away.
Yeah, so and even to that point, you know, we always compare things when it comes to a house because everybody knows the house, everybody owns the house, has a rental property, unless you live in New York, downtown in Manhattan, where you have an apartment that's, you know, $8,000 a month. But if you think about a house, with a house, if I have a house that's worth $100,000 and now the value of that house is now worth $95,000, I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to wait till that house goes up back to $100,000, especially if I'm living in it. Same thing with your investments. I kind of tie that to retirement. If we're quote unquote living in retirement, if we're retired, we need this money to supplement our income to help us pay bills. You know, if your portfolio per se is worth $100,000 and now it went down to $95,000, you know, you should not sell it. Right. If you're a quote unquote long term investor, if you know you need this money for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, you want to ride out that wave. Because if you're living in your house and your house value goes down by $5,000, you're not going to sell your house. You say, well, it's going to go back up eventually. And historically, your house does go back up. Even if you compare what happened with the housing bubble of 2007 and 2008, you know, a lot of people's whose houses were quote unquote underwater or you know, they owed more than the actual house was worth. Now, years later, you know, their house is up to par, if not more now. Same thing with investments. Historically speaking, the market goes up or down every single day. Historically, once every 4 years, the market goes down for the year. So this is not an anomaly. This happens a lot. And that's kind of the first thing I wanted to touch about is kind of historically speaking. You know, this past month with the stock market, you know, it was rough. The stock market over the four-day time period, you know, went down over 10%. So if I had $100,000 and it was tied directly in the stock market of Dow Jones, I went from $100,000 to $90,000. But over the past, well, really since World War II. So if you think about World War II and how long that is, this has happened 20 different times. So you think about that. This each year, 20 different years after World War II, this has happened. But with that being said, after World War II, the S&P 500 has averaged 10.6% a year. So even with the 20 times after World War II that this has happened each year, if a person had their money in the S&P 500, which is the top 500 stocks domestically, for every $100 they had, you know, they averaged, they went from $100 January 1st to now $110.60 each year, making 10.6% a year. So this happens a lot. And over the next 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, it's going to happen again. You have ups and downs. That's what investing is. It's your ups and downs. And over time, you make money. Over time, you might not make as much money. You might lose money. But if you're in it for the long haul, you have a lot more of these ups and downs. But over time, historically speaking, you should make more money than what you've put in.
Awesome. Now, it's good that you're sharing that, and you use the house as an analogy. And so it seems like the stock market has been up and down, as you said, you know, since the beginning. Is it World War One or Two? Was it
Two? World War II.
World War II, right.
Yeah, so after World War II. Yeah, and you know, people think, you know, the stock market is a kind of a new thing, but you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you know, has been out since 1896. So literally, it has been a lot of ups and downs. Now, over the past, you know, 20 years, even 5 years, when it comes to technology, we know a lot more about the global economy, what's going on with stocks and bonds. So we have a lot more information, and a lot of times a lot more information brings hysteria.
right.
In a not so positive way. So it's a lot more information. So a lot of times we think, well, we know this is different. No, you know, China, when it comes to their currency, has done this before. Heck, 4 years ago, the big thing was Europe. You know, was the Eurozone going to basically dissolve and go back to their own country currency? In 2011, the market went down by almost 15% over a two-month time period. So this has happened before.
But in 2011, the market was at 9,000 points on the Dow Jones. Right now, over 16,000. So if a person pulled their money out and put it all in cash, 4 years later, they've lost out on making a lot of money. If you take it a step further, Pat, if you think about the quote-unquote black market crash of 1987, you know, Black Friday and Black Monday, when in one day the market went down by 20%. So if I have $100, I go from one day $100 to the end of that day $80. I've lost $20 or 20% of my money. If I had $100,000, I went from $100,000 to $80,000. That's not a good feeling.
No.
So if I took all my money out then and said, you know what, I'm done with the quote-unquote stock market. Well, with that day in 1987, the stock market was at 1,750 points. Now it's over 16,000 points. So for that person that was upset, not only did they not make their money back, but it was a whole bunch of money. I mean, the stock market, you know, has grown seven times over that 25-year time period. So that person putting their money in CDs in a bank right now is probably not the richest compared to a person who stuck it out and kept their money in investments.
That's a good analogy. I got to make a correction here. I heard you say 1890-something stock market began. So, yes, it was around World War One, but so I better correct that. I studied history for a while. But anyway, back to the subject. The stock market, okay, listening to you, we know that it's dropped in the past of the way it has in the last month or so, in the last few weeks, really. So we know that it's dropped, and a lot. So people are panicking, or they get in a panic about the stock market and the way it's dropped. Now, when they go into this panic during all these ups and downs, because, I mean, really, the stock market, I guess if you're like a one of those high-risk investors, that can really, you know, wreak havoc on your nervous system there. But during the ups and downs of the market, what should, let's start with the short term. What would a short-term investor do? Well, I mean, tell them what to do.
Yeah, so great question. So number one, if you are a short-term investor, that's a person who, you know, needs their money within a 1 to 3 to even 5 year time period. You know, first off, you probably want to invest your money a little bit more conservatively. So a short-term investor is a person that, you know, I want to use this lump sum of money to buy a house, or I want to buy a car, and this is for my child, so my grandchild's college. You know, you should be a little bit more conservative anyways. So short-term investments are things like CDs, like short-term bonds, and even bonds. The value of bonds go up and down, and you don't get your principal back until they mature. So you definitely want to make sure you get a short-term bond. But for those short-term investors, if you do sell an investment, you definitely want to see if it's any taxable tax liabilities. So if you sell something at a gain, you might have to pay taxes on that. If you sell something at a loss, meaning that something was worth $100, now it's worth $95, you sell it, that $5 loss, you know, you might be able to write that off on your taxes depending on how your account is structured. But you definitely want to talk to your tax professional, either a tax preparer or a CPA, to have those more detailed conversations when it comes to harvesting your losses, so to speak. For a short-term investor, I would say, A, before you invest, you want to have 3 to 6 months of money in a savings account. That's number one. And then two, with the short-term investor, you know, high-risk stocks or stocks might not be the biggest bang for your buck anyways, just because you need your money a little bit sooner rather than later. So you might want to think about money markets, CDs, bonds, and those types of things that have some insurance around them to make sure when you need your money over the next 1, 3, and 5 years, you know, you have close to a little bit more than your principal.
Awesome. Okay, so now we know what to do if we're a short-term investor. Let's talk about the long-term investor. Give the long-term investor some suggestions.
Yeah, another great question. So as a long-term investor, you know, we want to look at what is the end goal. Is the end goal for me to have money in retirement, or am I in my late 50s, 60s, heading into retirement, and I want this money to last for another 20, 30, 15 years? I probably do not need to get out of everything. Now, of course, depends on your investments. You definitely want to sit down with a person like me who's a certified financial planner or a financial advisor to have those more detailed conversations. But again, if I compare it to a house, if I have something that I'm living in it, so if I'm living in retirement, so to speak, and I have a portfolio that was, you know, $100,000 and now it dropped to even $90,000, if I sell out of it, then, you know, I'm at $90,000 in quote-unquote cash. So as my investments start going back up, if I'm still in cash, I'm missing out on making my money back. You know, I've had a lot of conversations with clients over the past few weeks, and they talked about, hey, you know, I know things will get better, but I want to, you know, kind of get back in when things are better. Well, you missed out. You know,
right.
if I have something that's worth $100,000, now it's worth $90,000. If I wait to put my money back in when the value of that investment goes back up, I've missed out. I don't make my money when things are good again. I make my money as things are going good, right? So as a long-term investor, it's very, very important that you think with your mind, not with your heart. And when you make those type of decisions, definitely talk to a certified financial planner like myself or a financial advisor to help you. But then also just compare it to your house. And if we just kind of look at it on the surface, if I have a $100,000 house that's worth $90,000 and I'm living in it, I'm not going to sell it. So if I'm living in my retirement right now, I'm getting ready to retire, and I need this money for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, I don't want to panic, because once I get out, if the value of that investment goes back up, I don't make that money. So it's very, very important to think with your mind and not with your heart. But also you want to be diversified as well. And again, that's why I said it's good to talk to a certified financial planner like myself or a financial advisor to make sure even when the market goes down, you don't lose as much. And if you're diversified, that may help you solve those types of problems.
Awesome. Well, Mario, this is really great information, and so the short-term investor knows what to do. Long-term investor, now you know what to do, but of course, so that you can get more specific information, you certainly want to contact Mario. So as we wrap up for today, what would you say to a person that's concerned about their investments and the stock market?
Great question. Great question. Number one, don't panic, because you know, we definitely sometimes make decisions that 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road, we definitely regret. So you definitely do not want to panic. Number two, I would say try to stay away from the news, because the news loves to scare. Even though the news is a great source of information, you know, the news, they have to sell advertisements. And
right.
and we love to see more scary movies and romantic movies. meaning when the market's going down, you know, you're gonna know about it. When the market's going up, you probably won't know about it. So you definitely wanna stay away from the TV and stay away from the negative hysteria. And then with that being said, you also want to make sure that you're diversified, because, again, if you have a diversified portfolio, if your money's spread out between fixed income investments, FDIC investments, investments that are in the stock market, international investments, if your money's spread out, times like this, when the market, quote-unquote, goes down, you eliminate some of the risk. Now, of course, diversification does not guarantee that you will not lose money. And, of course, how you was diversified in the past does not guarantee that you will not lose money in the future. But being diversified does allow you to make sure that your money is allocated properly. So when things like this happen with the market, you may not lose as much money. But, again, the biggest thing is not panicking. Don't panic. Historically speaking, this has happened. And over the next 30, 40, 50 years, this will happen again and again and again.
Wow. So you guys buckle up. No. As you can see, it's not as scary as Mario said. The news makes it sound, and in a sense, what goes up must come down. What comes down is going to go back up eventually if they get things in order. And it sounds like – go ahead.
No, that's true. And when the stock market first opened in 1896, it was at zero. And now it's over 16,000 points, so it'll go back up.
So hang in there, you guys, and calm down. Okay, Mario, thank you so much. Before we say goodbye, is there anything you want to say, share with us today?
Yes. Number one, for everybody that has somebody impacted at 9/11, our thoughts and prayers are with you guys, and thank you for all the first responders, our military personnel, our police officers and firefighters all through our great nation for serving our country in one way or another. We definitely appreciate it. I remember where I was, when 9/11 happened, and a year and a half later, then I was in Kuwait, helping our country, weed out the enemy. So everybody that had a loved one affected or know someone, definitely tell them that I said, thank you for their service. If you have any questions for me, our office number here is 904-733-5321. You can email us, Mario, M-A-R-I-O, dot Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, at RaymondJames.com. Our website, MJP Financial, so like Mario Joseph Payne, MJPFinancial.com, or on social media, you can just Google MJP Financial. It'll pop up on Facebook, which is MJP Financial, or LinkedIn, which is Mario Payne or MJP Financial, then also our Twitter at MJP Financial. So definitely, you can definitely find me. If you have any follow-up questions, we're one click or one call away.
All righty, Mario, thank you so much. And for our listeners, just as a reminder, if you are listening to our show on our homepage, his website is there, mjpfinancial.com. So you can just go there and click on that link and send him an email and find ways to connect with Mario and chat with him. So we've got that there for you to make it more convenient. Mario, thank you so much. And don't forget, you can ask him your questions. Go to our website and you can leave your voicemail question there. Leave us your name, your email address, so we know that who you are. And if your question is chosen, we're going to put it on the air, and Mario's going to answer the question, and you'll get a free Do Life with Power T-shirt. All right, Mario, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Have a great day, everybody else. Have a great weekend.
All righty. Okay, you guys, that was Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial. And as I said, if you're listening to this on our homepage, you can go ahead and click on the link there and ask him your questions, or you can contact him if you have questions about the stock market. Also, you can leave your questions live by going to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com, and you can ask him any questions that you have live there too. And if it hasn't shown up on your page, just refresh your page, because I posted his website while he was sharing his information. So with that being said, that's all we have for you today. You guys, you know what I want you to do? I want you to have an amazing weekend. I want you to do life with power and tune back in with us next week. If you have missed anything, if you haven't gotten your power-up journal sheets for the week where you could download and follow along and put your notes in there and keep track with what's going on with the show, because we're all about helping you have better health, more wealth, and cultivate those fruitful relationships. And those sheets are going to help keep you on track for that. And so be sure that you go to our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, click on Mention on Show, and you can see anything that you missed that we talked about this week that you can download. There's some free downloads. There's some other products there that are there for you that will help you to put things in order, some productivity tools, and get with us next week. There'll be new power-up journal sheets for what's coming next week, and also I'm going to be giving away a free ebook. And you guys can register to get an immediate download on that. And it's going to talk to you about earning $3,000 between now and have it before Christmas. I also have another ebook coming, but I'm not going to tell you what that one is, but that one's awesome too. Hey, you guys, I want you to once again have an amazing weekend. And don't forget, no matter what, do life with power.